Yes, sir.
Good morning, sir. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
You're appointed for the Area Board of Executive Committee this morning in reference to your community supervision application. Would you state your full name and ADC number for the record, please?
Mark Alfonso Boyston, 247-109.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to introduce the board members that will conduct your hearing at this time. To my very far right is Honorable Michael Johnson. To his left is Honorable Gil Rittenhouse. In the center is Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chairman. And to my left is Honorable Ray Fidonis. My name is David Neal. I'll be the hearing lead. And also in the room today, we have Mr. Ray from the Department of Corrections, and he will also represent the parole office today. So, yes, sir, and sir, you received a notification form advisory of this board hearing. Do you remember that form?
Yes, sir.
Okay, on that form, you are notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a license attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, or are you representing yourself today?
I have the money to hire an attorney. I represent myself, sir.
Okay, at this time, I'm going to swear you and Mr. Ray in. So you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and be yourself firm?
Yes, sir.
I do. You're really going to be conducted in two phases, sir. In phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. And then if they have been violated, in phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So I'm going to start with phase one, and what it is, I'm going to read the three allegations along with one. That means what I'm going to ask is if it's true or false. Okay, so allegation number one, violation of Arizona condition of supervision number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on about January 31st, 2018, as verbally/written, directed on January 8th, 2018. Is that true or false, sir?
That's true, sir.
Okay, allegation number two is violation of Arizona condition of supervision number seven as demonstrated by your use of morphine on or about March 12, 2018 per the TAF GCMS lab report dated March 15, 2018. Is that true or false, sir?
It's true, sir.
And allegation number three is a violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 12A as demonstrated by your failure to report to MRC as directed by parole supervisor Alvary on or about March 12, 2018. Is that one true or false, sir?
That one's true, sir. I didn't make it.
Okay.
I didn't know where.
Sir? Okay, in phase two, you have ample opportunity to explain what's going on with that, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, so at this time, based on the admissions of Mr. Boyston, I'm going to find it individual as a violated term condition of his supervision and that he may have lapsed or about to lapse in a critical area of the company.
Seven.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, seconded by Dr. Wright, agreed by Mr. Johnson, which works in this room house. All right, so we're going to move into phase two in a couple minutes, but before we do that, Mr. Gray's going to give us some background information. So stay on the phone and I'll get right back with you, okay?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Grady.
Mr. Boyston was released from EOC on January 8th, 2018. He was arrested on June 1st, 2018 by Phoenix PD on an ABC warrant only, known charges. He returned back to EOC on June 1st of 2018. He has a CCD of March 27th of 2019 that reflects 81 abscond days. Current conviction, 2015. Destruction of public jail, 1 year, 3 months. Prior convictions, 2009, flight from law enforcement, 2 years, 3 months. 2013, dangerous drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. 2013, burglary, third degree, 4 years, 6 months. His 2 terms with DOC, his CEIR scores of 4-4, mental health scores of 3, substance abuse scores of 3. His no gang affiliation, prior term of supervision, 2011, TIS release, absconded for 12 days, arrested and revoked by DOC. Disciplinary violations are moderate with drugs limited. Other arrests, 2005. Death of a vehicle, California. Felony conviction, state prison. 2006. stolen property, California felony conviction, probation. 2006, flight from law enforcement, California felony conviction, probation. 2007, theft of a vehicle, California felony conviction, state prison. So a community risk score of a G7 V8.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Mr. Boyce, I'm going to go through our self-administration supervision at this time. So it looks like on January 2018, we were released from prison and approved placement at 6508 was Renata Road in Phoenix, Arizona, was your sponsor, which was your father, Mark Boynton Sr. And there were no other additional addresses supplied. Did you stay there the whole time you were out, sir?
Most of the time, sir, until the end, until I messed up.
Okay. So, did you have any employment while you're out?
Yes, I worked for B&B Landscaping.
Okay, that's good. And it looks like under programming, you were referred to a task on the color of the bait program. You were assigned the color line.
Right.
And while assigned to the cover line, you were responsible for one testament sample on January 31st, 2018. And then you tested positive for heroin, methamphetamine, and THC marijuana on March 12th, 2018. So did you have an ongoing drug problem before you ended up in jail to begin with?
Yes, the meth and crystal, yes. And the meth and weed, yes.
Okay. So, what made you decide to try heroin?
My kid's mom passed away 2015 from cancer, my brother came in, and I don't know what's going on with me right now, my health issues, but I think I gotta go to medical for the, I got lumps on my testicles, so I don't know. I'm just stressing. I lost my kids, so I don't know. I stress a lot. I get inside my head.
Okay. Have you tried to get any mental health assistance with that issue?
Not really.
Okay. Well, apparently you can't handle it by yourself because you relapse and maybe even try heroin, which is really scary because that'll grab you and hold you for a long time. Not the heroin won't, but the heroin's really, really bad. Once you get addicted to it, it is pure hell to get sober again. So if you're having issues that are stressing you out so bad that you want to try something like that, I would suggest that you try to get some mental health, counseling, get an evaluation and find out if you've got any serious mental health issues. Most people that have mental health issues don't know they have mental health issues until somebody else evaluates it. Or at least they never did. Okay, so looks like under sanctions, it's on January 20th, 2018, several of the POs attempted to get a compliance check at your approved residence. You're not present at the time, and your father and uncle were at the residence. Your father and your uncle both stated that you sleep on the couch, and the officers conducted a visual search of the offender's reported living area, and it was noted by all present that there were no observable property, clothing, or personal hygiene items present that belonged to the offender. So where did you keep all your stuff if you were sleeping on the couch?
Well, there was a table and an exercise machine right behind the couch, and we keep a blanket over the table. It's a glass table. I keep all my duffel bags and suitcases underneath that table.
Okay. All right, so why did you decide not to make that last face-to-face visit with your parole officer? What prompted you not to go in?
He said he gave me a letter saying I had like 14 days to report to him, which I did on the 2 days before. And he sent me to a North 24th Street that I didn't know was Pinnacle Peak. And I'm on North 24th Street looking for a drug program in Phoenix, but it's in Pinnacle Peak. I guess it's called the Old Adobe Mountain or Old Adobe something, because I don't know where it is. And when I finally, it was like 2 hours, and when I finally made it out there, it was 9 o'clock, and I turned around, you know, I knew, he told me if I didn't make it, that I was fucked. Excuse me, he told me if I didn't make it, it was over for me, so I didn't make it in the time I was supposed to make it. So I got on the last bus coming back, which is 11, and that's when it went all downhill from there. I was scared, I knew he was going to arrest me, I didn't want to come back. I had an okay job, and I was messing up a little bit, but I got my son that was coming out of here with you July 20th, you know, he seen me. And now, I don't know what's going on, I just tried to run to see him, and then I didn't care what happened after that. I would have got locked up, I haven't seen him since 2006.
Okay. All right, I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions at this time. No questions? Okay, sir, we are nearing the end of your hearing. The board will go into discussion to make a determination in a couple of minutes, but before we have to do that, we'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board. Anything else that you think would be useful for us to, you know, make a determination, but we ask that you don't repeat the information you've already given us. So is there anything else you'd like to tell us, sir?
I got a positive support system upon release. If today or in March, I have a job I can still go to, B&B Landscaping, and I ask for a chance. Honestly, I highly doubt it, but thank you guys for your time.
Okay, thank you, sir. Before we go into discussion, make a determination, we'll be talking amongst ourselves. You may think we're talking to you, but we want people. We ask that you stay on the phone, and you can hear the whole conversation and the decision as it happens, or once we've made a decision, I'll get back with you, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, what is now discussion? This is unfortunate, for sure. Seems that Mr. Royston has had trouble fleeing from the police, and hopefully he learned his lesson by the last time he got in trouble in Arizona with that. But anyway, based on the totality of the fact that Mr. Royston relapsed to use the heroin because of his stressed out situation, I'm not seeing him as a good candidate for return to community supervision at this time. I think that he'd be better served by spending the remainder of his time getting some NA and AA and also get a mental health evaluation to make sure he knows what he's facing when he gets out. Next March, they will have DLC. But I don't know if there's any discussion with any of my fellow board members in the hand. No discussion? Okay, based on all the information, we want number 2018W0757. And Mr. Breaking discussed only and information from the Department of Corrections. I'm going to move to the work team supervision of Mr. Breaking. He was delivered by the terms and conditions of the supervision and had lapse or about to lapse in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed. Motion by myself, second by Mr. Johnson, and agreed by Dr. Wright, Mr. Norris, Mr. Rittenhouse. So the board has voted to that or to revoke your community supervision at this time. We would hope that you could seek out some AA and NA programming while you're there, and then also I would hope that you can look into a mental evaluation just to make sure what's causing your stress problems and stuff, so that you can have a good way to go when you get out, so that you don't have to end up back in DOC in that orange T-shirt. Okay.
Oh yeah, I'll leave straight till they get out.
Okay. Well, this is what you're hearing, sir, and we do wish you the best of luck, and hope
thank you.
Everything's turning out with your kids, okay?
Yeah, thank you.